piracy in the Gulf of Guinea was largely unheard of 10 years ago, according to the head of the UN Political Office, Lynn Pascoe. But by 2010, the International Maritime Organization reported 45 incidents. This figure jumped to 64 the following year. Mr. Pascoe said so far, the first 2 months of 2012 have already witnessed 10 attacks.
Piracy in the Gulf of Guinea hampers efforts by regional states to engage in peaceful international commerce and to exploit their vast natural resources for the socio-economic development of their countries. Recent reports have suggested, for instance, that Nigeria is losing an estimated 7% of its oil resources to criminal activities, including piracy.
A UN assessment mission visited several Gulf of Guinea states in November 2011. Its report recommends that these countries mount a united front to piracy along their coasts. Abdel Fatou Moussa of the Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, said the region faces major security threats. In addition to piracy, there's also rebellion, banditry, and food shortages in the Sahel.
Furthermore, piracy is increasingly dovetailing into other forms of transnational organized crime, including oil bunkering, robbery at sea, hostage taking, human and drug trafficking, and terrorism. In a region extremely prone to climate change, these associated illegal activities are exacerbating environmental degradation and injecting an incendiary element into food insecurity and intercommunal violence.
According to Moussa, Gulf of Guinea oil production is estimated to double in the next decade, from 4 million barrels per day to 8 million barrels daily. As a result, countries have been strengthening coastal fleets and boosting surveillance in efforts to fend off piracy. For example, Nigeria and Benin have launched joint patrols in common waters. And they've also sought equipment and training through partnerships with countries like the United Kingdom, the United States, France, Spain, and Germany. Susan Rice is the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
Piracy and maritime armed robbery in the Gulf of Guinea have threatened the economies, governments, and people of the region for far too long. National and regional political will, with the support of the international community, will be critical to long-term success in reversing this threat.
U.S. Ambassador Susan Rice speaking in the Security Council on Monday. For United Nations Radio, I'm Deanne Penn.